She's a wonder in my
soul. I feel that, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.
I'm thirsty.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
KAYT listeners, help us welcome 100.1 FM in Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Sunday Worship here at Christian Love Baptist Church, where our pastor is Reverend Larry R. Turner. We're located at 3515 Hudson Boulevard, Alexandria, Louisiana. We, the Christian Love family, would love for you to come worship with us. Our Sunday school starts at 9:30 a.m., followed by our worship service at 11. Come experience our midweek worship service on Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. Our doors are always open. It's always worth a visit here at Christian Love Baptist Church.
Christ. I want to talk to you just for a few minutes. If you'll give me about 15, I'll leave you alone. I want to talk to you about the King in me. Amen. This message has been helping all of us. Amen. It has certainly regenerated and rejuvenated some things inside of me. Because I want to let you know that on this Christian journey, on this Christian walk, that there are some trials and some tribulations. There are some things, man, that the devil and that the world will send before you as you start to walk in this Christian journey that will try its best to take the wind out of your sails. There are some people here that know what I'm talking about. If you aren't being challenged, then something is wrong. Life is going to challenge you. You see, every sinner, every since you went from sinner to saint, then you are being transformed. And while this spiritual metamorphosis is taking place, that the forces of evil is going to do everything that it possibly can to hold you down. You need to understand to church, y'all better listen to me, little children, because the devil is not playing. And you need to know that he's going to do everything that he can to destroy, to kill, to steal, and to destroy. After all, that is his job. The devil is on his job, but sometimes us as Christians, we get relaxed, we get at ease in Zion. We'll start to think that we have everything under control. We start to think that we have everything in line and in hand, and the devil will send something your way to let you know that you have rattled his cage. I wish I had three believers. That the devil will send something to test you, to try you, to challenge you in your walk in Christianity. And preach, Reverend Turner, you're going to have to preach to yourself. He will let you know that he's still there. There are many of us that think that ever since we got saved and sanctified and set apart, that we are now so sanctimonious until sin can't catch up with us. But you need to know today that the devil is on your tracks. The hellhounds are plotting against you and everything that you stand for. Preach, Reverend Turner. The hellhounds, the forces of evil is trying to get you to think that you're no good, that you're not fit for good things, that you, everybody else should have other good things, but you shouldn't, that everybody else should be able to enjoy good pleasures, and you aren't, because you have now gone to the Lord's side, and the Lord's side is boring. You can't do this, you can't do that, you can't go here, you can't go there. You can't mess with this. You can't mess with that. And so now he's trying to get you to think that Christianity is the most boring thing that you've ever experienced, and you ought to come out of it. Preach, Reverend Turner. Preach, Reverend Turner. And he has you thinking that way. In fact, if you don't mind me saying it, some of us have taken a look over in our neighbor's backyard, and we seem to think that the grass is greener on the other side. Don't play with me. Don't come here and play with me this Sunday. You thought about it, baby. You might not have done it, but the thought has ran across your mind, because the same devil that messed with me is the same devil that messed with you. I know you sanctimonious. I know you holy. I know you got a cross everywhere. I know you got oil. I know you got an open Bible. I know you know all of the religious songs. I know you know all of the religious lingo. But the devil is on your track just like he on mine. Everybody looking at me like, Pastor, you mean to tell me? Yes, the same devil that wake up with me in the morning is the same devil that wake up with you. I wish I had a praying church today. And you need to know that the devil is real, so therefore he is always trying to demote you, while God is always trying to promote you. You do know that he's always trying to get you back to where he had you. You do know that ever since you left his army, he's trying to get you back into his army. Let me help you here, lest I shall overload your wagon. Let me help you here. Let me give you a little historical background. This is the same John that writes St. John. This is the same John that sits at the table with Jesus in the Lord's Supper. When you see the picture of the Lord's Supper of the 12 disciples, this is the same one that's leaning close to Jesus and talking to him. This is the same one that was there when Jesus died on Calvary, and Jesus gave Mary his mother to this John. This is the same John that they put on the island of Patmos, and Jesus used him as a divine secretary to write the script for the scriptures and for those who needed to be actors on this players and stage that he had set. This is the same John that wrote the book of St. John some 60 to 100 years after Matthew, Mark, and Luke had wrote theirs. You see, after Matthew, Mark, and Luke had wrote their gospels, you will come to discover that there is a 60 to 100 year space in between, because the Christians had started to regress. They had started to go back into Judaism, and they needed to hear a word from the Lord, and they needed to hear a word from someone who had been an eyewitness. And so John writes the book of St. John, and then John turns around and writes the book of 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, and then he writes the book of Revelation. Jesus must have really trusted this John, because he gave him St. John, 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, Revelation, and his mother. I wish I had three believers there. You ought to be trusted enough with Jesus to give you something that he really values. You know, some of us are not trusted. We are not trustworthy. So therefore, that's why some things that you haven't gotten, because you are not worthy. You are not trustworthy. Jesus knows that there are some things that you can't handle yet. Woo, preach, Reverend Turner. And so John is here after he leaves the island of Patmos. John here, he goes. You do know that he didn't die out there. You do know that he leaves the island of Patmos, and everybody was wondering, where is John? And John was found in Ephesus starting churches. John is there, and Paul didn't start the church in Ephesus. John did. John was the first bishop of the church. Paul wasn't the first bishop in Ephesus, John was. Jesus trusted John to start the first church in Ephesus. Let me help you here. And so now he writes to the children here, and he says, listen, Christians, he said, first of all, you need to know who you are and whose you are. because you are a royalty. You need to know, because the children of God, the devil was trying to mess with their mind and bring his madness into the ministry. Watch this. And so what he was doing was attempting to enlighten the Christians of the power that they possessed. You need to know today, children, that you possess a power that is unimaginable. You possess a power that makes you unstoppable. You possess a power that makes you unmovable. You know, that's why the Bible said, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work. I'm going to preach all by myself. In fact, I'm going to preach myself happy today. You will come to discover that there are some things that you need to know, that the devil can't stop you. The devil can't stop you. You can only stop your own self, because you possess a power that is unstoppable. When you became a child of God, preach, Reverend Turner, when you became a child of God, you are somebody. Don't wait for the world to validate the fact that you are somebody and to tell you you are somebody. Honey, you already are somebody. That's why the world keep getting you down, because the world keep telling you you ain't nothing. Just because you don't stay here, just because you don't drive this, just because you don't work in a certain place, just because you don't get in a certain place, that you aren't anybody. But you need to tell the world, I ain't worried about that, because guess what? Ever since I became a saint, I'm somebody. Touch your neighbor and say, I'm somebody, because there's a king inside of me. There's a king inside of me, and what's internal eventually become external. What's inside eventually gonna have to come outside. And I came here to tell you that when you are, the king in you makes you who you are. The king in you tells you that you can walk the way you walk and talk the way you talk and act the way you are because of the king inside of you. Preach, Reverend Turner. You have to preach to yourself today. When you know that you have the king in you, guess what? Can't nobody put you down, because you're going to be able to tell everybody, can't nobody do me like. Joker, get ready to leave. You tell you, pack your bags, get your hat, because I got your coat. You can go on where you're going, because can't nobody do me like Jesus. I'm getting this to somebody. I'm trying to get this over the children's head, right into yours. Let that Joker pack his bag. Let her go wherever she going to go. Tell them to get their hat, because you got their coat. Because guess what? Tonight, can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like. Am I talking in it? Is this mic on? Can't nobody. Cause of the king in me. The king in me tells me, first of all, that I'm not to conform to being common. The king in me. Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, you can't conform to being common. You scared? You scared to say it? You scared to even mention it? But you cannot conform to being common. I mean, there are some things that you just can't do. Can I help you with that? Can I tell you some things you can't do? First of all, you are royalty, so you can't mess with the hell. I wish I had three believers. Somebody don't know what I'm talking about. You see, that's why your folk get so mad when you bring a yard horse in there with them. They tell you when you leave, baby, you can't. There are some folk that you ought not even allow in your airspace, because you are a king and you have the king in you, and they are of the world, so therefore you are royalty and they just to help. Deacons, will you help me out that intro? Let me help you here. That's why the media is so mad with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Let me tell you, they're angry with him, not only because he messed around, but it ain't just because he messed around, it's who he messed around with. I'm gonna have a single friend when I leave here today. Y'all not with me yet. I mean, the maid. You're the governor. You messing with the maid. You're the governor and you messing with the maid. You're the governor and you messing with the housekeeper. You're the governor. You messing with the yard boy. You're the governor and you messing with the pool boy. Y'all not with me yet. You're the queen. You messing with the pool boy. You're the queen and you messing with the. You can't bring anything. Y'all don't let your children bring anything home. Charles, ain't nobody gonna like me. I've lost every friend I got anyway, so I may well just go ahead on. I ain't coming back next Sunday, so I ain't worried about it no way. You can't bring everybody home. You can't bring. That's why them old folk, they had us right when we would bring somebody home. And when you bring them home, they said, well, go drop them off and come back. Go drop them off and come back. We'll talk when you get back. Y'all not with me yet. Didn't your mama tell you that? Just drop them off. Didn't grandmother tell you to drop them off and come back? I'll talk to you just to, you know. And when you notice when you came home, you brought them home, leave them there with your mama for about 15, 20 minutes. Go in there and get you some water. Go outside and mess around and let that joker talk to your mama, talk to your daddy for a little while. And your daddy will be able to tell you when you bring that joker home, when you come back, he gonna say, now look. Y'all sitting up like you're holy. I mean, y'all know y'all do that. I mean, you know, come here, son. Let me tell you something. You definitely don't want nobody that everybody know. I ain't gonna have a single friend when I leave here. Nobody's gonna like me. I mean, that everybody know. Everybody know. She know everybody for a reason. He knows everybody for a reason. It's just not a reason. And that, you know what? Wait a minute. Can I bring this to you? Yeah, I'd have lost every friend I had anyway. So I may well tell you, that's what the young people call hood rats. Joker that don't have nothing and don't want nothing. Ain't trying to do. I don't mind about a joker ain't got nothing and trying to get something, but you don't bring a whole joker home that ain't got nothing and ain't trying to get nothing. It's the king in me. And I came here to tell you that royalty breeds royalty. Royalty thinks royalty. First of all, we are not to conform to the common. Secondly of all, you understand that we are to be consistent in our commands. Notice that kings are consistent in their commands. In other words, we tell what's around us what to do. Somebody didn't get it yet. We control what goes on around us. I mean, when we come around, devils shake. Somebody didn't get that yet. When we come around, devils shake. Hell is shaken when you come around. Because we are consistent in our command. It's right there in the Bible if you hadn't torn it out. It's right there what Jesus said in Matthew 16. He said, whatsoever that you bind here on earth is going to be bound in heaven. Whatever that you loose here on earth. You've been walking around taking stuff that you shouldn't take. You've been walking around on welfare and you should be doing fairly ways. You've been walking around waiting on handouts when you should be waiting. You've been walking around being the tail and you really should be the head. You've been walking around being the borrower and you really should be the lender. I need to help somebody. You need to know that when you are royalty, you really are blessed in the city and you are blessed in the field. You are blessed when you come in because when you come in, everything's supposed to bow. Everything's supposed to give way to you because there's a king inside of you. We ought to be consistent in our command. In other words, just don't tell it to go away today and leave it alone. Whatever is bothering us, you're going to go away today. And when I get up the next morning, I'm going to be right back on you because you're going to go away again. The songwriter said, I told the storm to pass. I told the storm you can't last. And every morning that I get up, I'm going to tell that storm that I'm going through, pass. Get away. I command you in the name of Jesus. Right now, I'm going to be consistent. The devil know when he come back, bam, he's going to run right back into it again. He knows when he come back, bam, he's going to run right back into it again. Now, you ought to be consistent in your command. Not only are we not to be common, not conform to being common, not only are we to be consistent in our commands, but thirdly, in knowing that the king in me, that I'm more than a conqueror. Y'all act like y'all scared to say that. I'm not afraid to say that. I'm not afraid to say I'm more than a conqueror. The Lord told me that I'm more than a conqueror. Can't nothing conquer me. I conquer it. Can't nothing take me out. I take it out. Can't nothing defeat me. I defeat it because of who I am and whose I am. If I didn't belong to Jesus, then you would be defeated. But since you belong to Jesus, death couldn't even defeat Jesus. Death defeated Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, David, Solomon, and everybody else. But when it came to Jesus on Calvary, he said, listen, I've got everybody. I held everybody down. I took everybody out. I'm holding everybody hostage. But this Jesus. Because Jesus said in Acts 15 and 50, he said, oh death, where is your sting? Oh grave, where is your victory? You have to know as you walk out of here that you are more. Hold your head up. Dust yourself off. Stand up and let folk know that I'm more than a conqueror. Let me tell you something. The worst thing that Satan can see you do is see you sweat. If he knows that gets on your nerve, if he knows that it hurts you, guess what? He's going to keep on doing it. But when you let that joker know that I'm more than a conqueror, I fall down, but I get right back. The king in me tells me that I'm better than to accept what society gives me. The king in me tells me the times are going to get better in my life. The king in me tells me that troubles, I know I got some witnesses here, that it won't last always. The king in me tells me that he's going to pick me up, turn me around, and put my feet on some solid ground. I wish I had three believers that don't mind standing on their feet and giving God some praise. That the king in me, I wish I had three believers that really know what I'm talking about, to go around and touch three people and say, I got the king in me. And if I got the king in me, everything is going to be all right. It's the king in me. It's the king in me that gives me this joy. It's the king in me that gives me this peace. It's the king in me that wakes me up in the morning. It's the king in me that starts me on my way. It's the king in me that kept me fixed and in my right mind. It's the king in me that brought me out of depression.
We here at Christian Love Baptist Church would like to invite you to our Christian Love Family Life Center, located 3515 Hudson Boulevard, next door to the Christian Love Baptist Church. You're welcome to join our fitness center with state-of-the-art equipment. Need a place for a wedding reception, family reunion, or conference space? Well, look no further than the Christian Love Family Life Center. We can meet all your needs with the latest audio and video equipment. For more information, contact Miss Patsy at 318-709-8116 or Miss Linda Johnson at 770-371-3466.
Mahler Furniture, a community institution, always providing excellent value at affordable prices. All furniture, bedding, and accessories at amazing value. Interest-free financing. Layaways also available while you're waiting for that tax refund. Remember, you didn't buy it from Mahler, you paid too much. Mahler Furniture is a proud community sponsor. 98 Bolton Avenue. When you experience the loss of a loved one and you need to select a funeral home, Robinson Family Mortuary is that funeral home. Robinson Family Mortuary is locally owned and operated in the city of Pineville, Louisiana. 192 Pine Grove Drive, Pineville, Louisiana. Robinson Family Mortuary serves the entire community of Central Louisiana and surrounding parishes, including Natchitoches, Avoyelles, Grant, Wynn, Allen, and throughout the entire state. Robinson Family Mortuary is staffed with over 40 years of tender loving care and experience. Robinson Family Mortuary offers cremation, floral arrangements, headstones, and catering for your repast. For information regarding any of our services, please feel free to contact Dolores or Tyrone at 318-442-7300. That's 318-442-7300. Robinson Family Mortuary, a family serving families.
Southern Heritage Bank is Central Louisiana's family of banks that provide that personal service in a corporate environment. Southern Heritage Bank is located 5211 Jackson Street. You can phone them at 318-561-2227. Southern Heritage Bank has a full range of services that are available, such as online banking, freedom checking, 24-hour bank line. You can phone 1-800-992-7059. And we are an equal housing lender. Southern Heritage Bank promises prompt services without unnecessary hassle. Come in. Let us service your banking needs. Again, that all-important phone number is 318-561-2227.
Thank you for tuning in for today's message with Reverend Larry R. Turner. If you would like a copy of today's message, you can contact the church office at 318-443-8715 to purchase a CD for only a $7 donation. Always remember, it's worth a trip to come and visit Christian Love Baptist Church, 3515 Hudson Boulevard, Alexandria, Louisiana.
You're tuned in to the voice of the gospel, 88.1 FM, beaming the gospel in three states to over 100,000 listeners, 70,000 watts of continuous gospel power. KAYT, 88.1 FM.
Satisfied with the Lord, I want to know,
oh, is God satisfied with me?
Let me say it again. Satisfied with the Lord.